The week in music history, 26th of March 2016, Billy Joel's iconic hit Piano Man was selected by the U.S. Library of Congress for preservation in the National Recording Registry for its cultural, historic, and artistic significance.
It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday. The regular crowd shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me, making love to his tonic and gin.
The song was inspired by Joel's experiences playing at the Executive Room, a piano bar in Los Angeles. He worked there for 6 months in 1972 after his first solo album, Cold Spring Harbor, tanked. The characters in the song are actually based on real people Joel encountered while working at the Exclusive Room. The waitress practicing politics is Elizabeth Weber. She ended up becoming his first wife when Joel married her in 1973. They divorced in 1982. Joel played under the name Bill Martin, which explains why the patrons in the song call him Bill. Martin is his middle name. The harmonica part was inspired by Bob Dylan. Dylan was the first person Joel saw use a strap to hold the harmonica so he could play another instrument at the same time. News about a Billy Joel biopic coming out. I'll tell you more about it this coming Sunday. 27th of March 2000, Ian Dury had died of a long battle with cancer. He was only 57. He had a big hit. It's about sex, drugs, and rock and roll. It's not as bad as you think it is. I'll tell you all about it this coming Sunday. A big hit in 1977, and I'll be playing the song as well. What is that song all about? This Sunday, between 7 and 10, High School Classics with me, Barney Simon. See you then.